Maple sugar.
All right. How about some stuff that is, well, what is used in gingerbread? Do you know to give it the flavor?
Ginger.
Well, no, not the ginger flavor, but the liquid that's used in gingerbread. It's the only time I ever use
molasses.
Yeah, that's it. And the difference between molasses and syrup, you might say molasses
is sharper, I don't know, spicier.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds sweet.
Fine. If, still talking about the syrup, if it were not imitation, you would say it's
maple syrup.
You wouldn't say, you might say it's real, or it's pure, or it's genuine. All right. Sugar, which is sold retail, is already in packages, but if you bought it wholesale, you might buy it in word meaning in large quantities.
Gallons?
Spelled B-U-L-K.
Oh, bulk.
Yes. Then you mentioned the jelly, okay, talking about the pancakes. What do you season your food with?
Salt and pepper.
Good. If there's some apples on the table and a child wants one, and he's not very polite, he doesn't ask, he just says,
give me.
What?
Give me them apples.
Or just one.
Give me an apple.
Okay, you just said them apples. Would you normally say them apples?
If I was a kid, me speaking, I would say, give me the apples.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you might say, it wasn't one of these boys, so it must have been one of
those boys.
And in pointing to something a long way off, you might say it's
over there.
All right. Don't do it that way, do it
this way.
And if somebody spoke to you and you didn't hear what he said, how would you make him repeat? You'd say,
pardon, or could you repeat that again?
Okay. If a man has plenty of money, he has nothing to worry about, but life is hard on a man. Finish the sentence. Life is hard on a man.
Doesn't have anything to do.
Or it's not that he doesn't have anything to do, it's that he doesn't have any money, so he's
poor.
Okay, life is hard on a man.
That's poor.
Yes. Large group of trees you'd call a peach trees would be a peach
orchard.
And if somebody says, is that your orchard? You say, no, I'm just the neighbor. You point and say, he's the man
that owns the orchard.
Mm-hmm. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Who was even poor?
Now, it's not him, though. It's his father. Next door was a boy.
His father was even poor.
Okay, good. The inside of a cherry is the
pit.
Okay, and the inside of a peach is the
pit.
Okay. Is there anything inside that that's even smaller?
Seed.
Okay. There are there are many types of peaches, but two kinds in terms of whether they come away from the pit cleanly or not.
Cling free and stone.
Which is which?
Cling free is when you can split it open and the seed will pop out, and the other one, stone, is when it's around the peach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And after you eat an apple, what's the part that's left?
The seeds.
Well, the whole part, the whole thing you throw away.
The core.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what you would call pieces of dried apple or peaches?
I'd probably just call them dried peach.
Did you ever hear the word snits?
No.
Okay. What is the kind of nut that's pulled up from the ground and roasted that Jimmy Carter grows?
Peanuts.
You know any other names for peanuts?
No.
Ever hear goobers?
No.
Penders, ground peas?
No.
Okay. What are some very common kinds of nuts that you usually get around Christmas?
Pecans.
Yeah.
And chestnuts.
Okay.
Nigger toes.
What are nigger toes?
They're black and they're flat. And they're shaped almost like a big toe.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as Brazil nut?
I don't know.
Okay. What's the kind? There are two kinds that I know of. One is English something or black something.